Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Recently, I chatted with Susan Gibney. Today, you're going to get to hear all about how she came to know the Lord. It's going to be so much fun. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sittel. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings today. All right, next up, a newer song from Mekedem. This is based on Psalm 148, and it's called Nevah Tehillah.
Bye.
again, that was from Makedem, and that is from Psalm 148. So let's take a look at Psalm 148 right now. I am reading to you from the NIV version. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at His command they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and He has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His faithful servants of Israel, the people close to His heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let us praise the Lord morning, noon, and night. This is Debbie Chernoff with Psalm 30.
I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. I call to you, Lord, for help, and you heal me. I will rejoice in the morning, at noon, and the night, for you have shown mercy to me. So I will dance, you have shown mercy to me.
If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869. Email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. Please do contact us if you have been impacted or you know someone else who has been impacted by an abortion decision. Again, they can call us at 585-204-7869. Classes are forming in just a few weeks.
O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you, daughters or sons of Abraham, I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth.
That was Zion. Aaron Schust was singing that, and you can find that on Joshua Aaron's album, Live at the Tower of David. This is Ethel Chadwick. Stay tuned with my interview with Susan Gibney. But next, here is some info on how you can support Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
All right, folks, hot off the press, a brand new song from Sue Samuel. It's called Rise Up.
Rise up, rise up.
Rise up, O Lord, rise up. Rise up in this hour. This land needs your presence, Lord. Rise up.
Again, that was Sue Samuel, and you could hear her husband, Brian, or Rabbi Brian, speaking at the end. Wonderful song. Love it. And now here's a word about Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They're helping me stay on the air. If you know someone that would like to sponsor Bagels and Blessings, please contact me. You can find me on Facebook, or you can write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Okay, let's get a little nostalgic right here. This next song I heard, oh my gosh, I think it was in the 1980s, and it's called Hallelujah. It's from the group Lamb, and it always makes me happy. So I expect you're going to just want to jump up and dance around your house. Hallelujah.
Mountaintops, all of ye hosts, praise him, you angels above. So let the sun and the moon rejoice, praise him, all radiant stars. For it was he who created you and established you forever and ever. And established you forever and ever.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of you kings and you peoples rejoice. Old men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord. Sing hallelujah.
And string instruments, cymbals and trumpets, let go your blast. Everything with breath, come praise the Lord. Everything with breath, come praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of you kings and you peoples. Old men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord.
This is Joel Chernoff, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Again, that was the group Lamb, which was comprised of Joel Chernoff and Rick Coghill. And you may have heard me mention on the air a couple of months ago that Rick recently passed away and is now in the arms of Yeshua. And I've always loved the music of Lamb. You know, I record these programs at a home, and since I'm not live in the studio, there is a way those of you who are local can still win books and CDs and coupons for bagels. If you shop at the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, located at Shemai Israel, you can fill out a raffle ticket, and if your name is drawn, you can win a prize. Well, I have another idea as well. Some of you are a little shy about emailing me. We have a Jewish holiday coming up. I'm not going to say what it is. If you can be the first person to contact me, whether it's on Facebook or at my email, bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, tell me what is the next holiday coming up very soon on the Jewish calendar. If you can tell me that, I have a special prize just for you, and you don't have to be local to Rochester, New York. All right, I look forward to hearing from you. And now, here's my interview with Susan Gibney. Enjoy. Susan Gibney, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, thank you very much, Ethel. I've been looking forward to it.
Well, I'm so excited. I think it's amazing how many people I've met over Facebook and realize we have a lot of friends in common. And I'm so anxious to hear yet another story, because everybody has a story, and they're all unique. No two stories are exactly alike. So I would love to hear a little bit about yours. Like, for example, did you grow up in a typical Jewish home, or did you grow up in a non-Jewish home? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, actually, being born in Montreal, Quebec, I was raised Catholic. And so from there, I did know a lot of Jewish people, and I asked a lot of questions at that time. But until I really became Messianic, I didn't really know what it was all about.
All right. Well, so as a child, did you have a sense of God watching over you, God protecting you? Did you have a relationship with God as a young child?
I don't think I really did, but I did have to call on him a lot, thinking that whatever I was being taught with the Catholicism was helping me. I had a lot of surgeries when I was younger with my knees, and so I was in the hospitals. And so I know that from the pain and the suffering, you know, my mother always prayed for me, and she always taught us how to pray.
Oh, that's important.
Oh, yes.
So growing up, had you ever heard that there were Jews that believed in Jesus?
No, I had not. I had not.
Well, and I'm really anxious to find out how you found your way into Messianic Judaism.
Okay. Well, basically, after getting saved in Calvary Chapel, I knew there was more. And so with that, I also brought our Catholic mother and father into Pentecostalism, so to speak. So they were getting hungrier for things too. And so what happened is that my pastor heard some different teachings, went somewhere, and he just got so excited, and he came back. And I'd always been hungry. I'd been hungry and knowing that there was more with the Lord, but I wasn't quite sure what I was missing. And I had always heard that Torah wasn't for today, and, you know, different things. And so I was very surprised when Pastor Bruce brought it back to us. And so from there, it has been since 1999 that I did accept Messianic Judaism. And it's been very exciting because we have seen Jewish people come to the Lord through all that. And we're learning so much because we study the Torah all the time. And Torah means teaching and instruction, not law. So as I found out there was more in the Hebrew language and it wasn't explaining it in the English, I got more and more hungry, and I still am every day.
Oh, wonderful. Susan, you know what I really love? I love the fact that I'm a Jewish woman, you are a non-Jewish woman, but we are one in Messiah Yeshua. You are my sister in the Lord. And that just gives me such a thrill to know that you stand by us. And I'm wondering, how does your extended family feel about the way you express your faith now?
We have had some problems. I am the oldest of six children. My parents have passed. I do think that growing up a little bit, they had some Jewish friends in Montreal. But for some reason, my mother, when she was raised, was a little prejudiced against Jewish people because she used to see them walk on the sidewalk in front of her going to Shabbat on Friday night. And I don't think she thought they were very friendly. So she didn't ever get a real readout. And the people that my family knew as Jewish people, they were not going to church.
Ah, I see.
And so I knew that was wrong. I knew that the way that my mom thought was wrong. So when we came home one day and said, we're Messianic now, and realizing that, the Jewish Messianic had come up around the late 60s, then, you know, we were waiting to find out what we were going to learn. And my parents had a very difficult time. Some of my family still does because we're Messianic. And truthfully, Ethel, I think they think, or they have told us, you're not any better than we are. So I'm like, no, we're not. It's a Jew and the Gentile merged together as one new man. That's, you know, we try to explain that. But your religion's not going to get you to heaven. We know what gets us to heaven.
Amen. Well, you know, Susan, you raise an interesting thought that what is prejudice? It's just when you don't understand people that are different from you, it's just so easy to form the wrong opinion about them, to distrust them, to fear them. And, you know, your parents were raised that way, and or at least your mother was. And so, you know, while I don't like it necessarily, I understand it. And that's what happens with prejudice. It's often based on fear of the unknown, right?
Absolutely. But when we found out we were from the tribe of Judah, right under Yeshua, then we're all part Jewish. Because I know we did that test a while ago, and I was hoping I was going to be part Jewish, and I wasn't. I was disappointed.
Aw, well, you are grafted in.
Yes.
So what are some things that you enjoy in your congregation? Like, do you do any Davidic dancing or anything like that?
Yes, we do. And I would even be happy to send you some of our little videos. Yes, we have people dancing, and we get the whole church up dancing with some of it hand in hand, and we get very excited. And we also have a lot of praise and worship, and we are studying the Torah on Sundays for about 3 hours every morning on Sunday, and it is on YouTube, so people can come in and watch it, or on Zoom when they're not able to, especially since up there where they are in Crestline, California, there's snow now, so we will not be able to get up there, and we have our church down here in Redlands as well.
That was my next question. I was wondering where you're located.
Yes.
And for anybody listening that's from your area, tell them when your services meet and where you're located.
Oh, yes. Okay, so when you're down the hill, so to speak, then we are at 1445, and that is on Ford Street, F-O-R-D, like David. And that's in Redlands, California. And we meet at 10 o'clock for our Shabbat, which we call our service. We love having company. And, you know, the way I look at it, Ethel, and I think we all do, when someone new comes into your life, is it for a minute? Is it for an hour? Or is it forever? And we never know when we meet new people. But we're always excited because I call those divine appointments. Mm. And I look for those every day.
Amen. Well, my tagline at the end of every show, and this is a phrase that I raised my children with, and it's just an Ethel Chadwick original, but I always say, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. You never know. You never know what impact you're going to have on someone. You never know what's going to happen each day when you wake up and who you're going to encounter. And it's amazing.
Yes.
Now, you know, when you mentioned Redlands, California, I've only been to California twice. And so I don't even know. Is that Northern California?
No, Southern California.
So
it's like an hour from L.A., you know, an hour from L.A.
All right. That gives me an idea. Wow.
And then one of the things we also do now is we're going to a little park in here called Yucaipa Park on Friday mornings when it's better weather. And we're going out there, a few of us, just to encourage people and pray with them. And a lot of people walk their dogs there, and so we get to have opportunity. And we get their phone numbers if they're comfortable, so we can continue keeping in touch and encouraging them and praying with them.
Wow, Susan, it sounds like God is really using you to be a blessing.
Well, I want to be. that's my desire. But I'm 71 now, Ethel. And, you know, my teaching and what I say all day long to my friends and loved ones is tomorrow is not promised to anybody. And we have to watch our eternal security and help other people to do the same. And I feel like now that I'm not working, I can do that.
Amen. I can relate to that. I'm just a couple of years behind you, dear.
Oh, good.
Only a few. Wow. That's great. So I don't even have to ask you how God is using you today, because obviously you're involved with the Friday mornings and you're involved with this Torah study. And have you had many opportunities to share the message of Yeshua with others?
Well, for one thing, we have formed a group at our church called the Bridges of Love, and we did that right after COVID hit, because we realized that especially the elderly people were stuck at home and were not able to come to church, and then they were sick as well. So with Bridges of Love, what we do is we take the phone numbers in our congregation, and then it did grow, and now we're having friends of friends giving us phone numbers and names. And so we're on email right now, because that's the easiest way to keep changing things and saying, okay, this is good. This was a miracle. This person's coming home. And now we have one more person to pray for. So with the Bridges of Love, I think that that is starting to really help people and encourage people. So I'm going to tell you, since I retired, this could be at least 4 hours a day for a job, because you're constantly on the phone and you're constantly sending messages to people. Aww. And I just love that.
Well, it sounds to me like you really believe in the power of prayer. So why don't I ask you, for somebody listening, when this does go on the air, if they are doubtful that prayer works, what would you say to that person?
I would say the way that I found out that prayer works is that I tried everything else before God. And then when I got to the point where I realized that that wasn't working, I started to say, okay, well, then maybe there is a God and God is going to help me. And so with prayer, it means talking to God. And I tell people, here's what you try and do. You just say, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. And he will. And then it's up to you whether you want to accept him into your life, or, you know, how he and you are going to work from there.
Praise God. Hallelujah. How would you like us to be praying for you, young lady?
Well, right now we are living in Corona, and we're in the process of selling our mobile home that I bought for my family 7 years ago when my mom passed away. And we're in Corona, and we're wanting to move closer. We're looking at some mobile homes in Yucaipa. So we have sold the one where we live, and now we have to find the one that we are supposed to be living in. And my hope is that wherever it is that God puts me, that I'll be able to minister to a lot of people. It's 55 and over. And so I believe that, you know, part of it would be my ministry of actually going over and seeing the people where I'm going to live. So he has to put me in the place where he wants me to be, where I can work the best.
Wow. Well, we'll definitely have to stay in touch, because by the time this airs, it's possible you would have already found a place. So
we're going to queue today to look at after this with the interview today. We're going to go look at you, so you could definitely keep me in prayers.
Absolutely. May the Lord find the exact place where you are to be, where you can minister, and where you can also be blessed. Because I always say it's two ways. This is why we need fellowship so much, because we get to be a blessing, and then we get to allow others to bless us.
And so, absolutely. And God was working quickly in my life when this started, because when I had to do an email, I picked wisdomfromtorah@gmail.com. And that opens up a lot of conversations, good and bad sometimes. And
I love it.
It was a plan. So I wanted you to know what my email was too, because I would love to be able to send you little things too, that we get mostly from other people. You feel like you're always stealing, because, oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Let me take that. And that's what I do all day, is I just spend time sending things like that to people.
Praise God. Well, you are an inspiration, Susan. It's been just exciting and very, very encouraging talking to you. And I want to encourage people, as they hear this, they realize that, you know, everybody listening, you have an opportunity to do what Susan does, to call people, to encourage them, to pray with them. And so I just thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. And you are a real joy. And I'm so happy that we have become acquainted through Facebook and now through this interview.
And now we're friends. And I appreciate that very much, Ethel. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So until next time, I'll say shalom for now and thank you.
Okay. And shalom, shalom, sweetie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that was my fun interview with Susan Gibney, and if you missed any part of it, there will be a podcast later today or by the next day. Well, right now we have time for some more music, and here is a beautiful song Corey Bell and Marty Goetz sings with her on this. It's called If I Flee on Morning Wings.
Even
I should say that's Corey Keeler because she is married to a wonderful believer named Randy Keeler. That beautiful violin part was from a violinist named Grace Unhe Kwan. And now here's Joshua Aaron with Every Tribe.
Every tribe, every tongue, Emmanuel, your king shall come. End of sorrows, end of pain, come and praise Creator's name.
Whoa. All God's people say amen. Raise a shout, he's come again.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
You know, that song also features Chief Joseph Riverwind, and if you want to hear an interesting interview from Native American believers, you must look at my podcast from the Riverwinds. You can find it on iTunes Podcasts. Next, here's an oldie but goodie from the band Israel's Hope, The Day of the Lord.
Trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Yeshua is King. Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day
And now here's Jonathan Sattell. Sing and dance. Feel free to do just that.
Come let us praise the Lord and sing him a new song. Come let us sing his praise together with the saints, with all the righteous ones. Let Israel rejoice in her Creator. Let the children of Eretz Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, making music with the tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will crown the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in this order. Sing and dance unto the Lord. Come, let us praise the Lord and sing him a new song. Come let us sing his praise together with the saints, with all the righteous ones. Let Israel rejoice in her Creator. Let the children of Eretz Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing, making music with a tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will crown the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in this order. Sing and dance unto the Lord. Let them praise his name with dancing, making music with the tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will crown the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in this order. Sing and dance unto the Lord. Sing and dance unto the Lord. Sing and dance unto the Lord.
Again, that was Jonathan Sattell, and now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.